From American Public Media, it's Weekend America. I'm John Moe. In Washington, D.C., the talk now is all about the inauguration. Will all the people expected on the Mall actually fit? Will the Metro be able to carry all the crowds? Security is going to be tight. No strollers or backpacks in the areas closest to the Capitol. But it's going to be a big party as well as a big headache for the district. And somewhere in that crowd will be B.J. Hill. He's come a long way to get there, 4,000 miles on foot. As you may suspect, he's on a mission. Reporter Sean Hurley has been checking in with him along the way.
I read about B.J. Hill back in 2006. He'd walked across Massachusetts, collecting handwritten messages for the governor in a notebook. And then he brought the notebook back to Boston.
And later on, I actually did get the chance to meet with the new governor, Governor Deval Patrick, and got 10, 15 minutes to in his office to hand the books over.
On March 1st, BJ set out to do the same thing on a much larger scale. He flew to San Francisco and began to walk east. It's kind of an old-fashioned idea, even a little strange, collecting messages for the president. Isn't that what the internet's for? How would a book of scrawled notes help the president more than, say, the latest opinion poll?
I think it would keep him grounded as to, you know, what the rest of us Americans really are thinking and what we're doing and what we're going through.
BJ has traveled the world, teaching English in China, Japan, and Afghanistan. He manned the phones for the Red Cross after 9/11. He likes to try new things, but he had a lot of trouble with the handheld recorder I sent him.
All right, I'm BJ Hill, and today is May 16th, 2008.
But it wasn't too long before he was sending back good recordings. And as he traversed the country, he began to ask people to read their messages into his recorder.
Number one priority, in my opinion, is to stop the occupation of Iraq, and instead of killing people, talk to them, feed them, and talk peace instead of war. Love and hope to you. Kate Chalk, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
We need better health care for self-employed, and I can't say enough about the gas prices.
They got to do something about these oil prices because some people, it's either eat or you need heat.
Today is August 21st, and I am sitting in Anna, Illinois, with Fran Jaffe. Fran, can you read your message to the president?
Dear Mr. Obama, I am hopeful for the future. However, this nation needs a representative who can put power and ego behind and truly try to do what is best for the people.
Did you notice there that Fran addressed her message, Dear Mr. Obama, back in August?
Even when Hillary Clinton was still in the race, I found that a lot more messages were addressed to Barack Obama than to anyone else. So it really wasn't a surprise to me when Barack Obama actually won.
BJ's been on the road now for 11 months. He's walked more than 4,000 miles. He's gone through 8 pairs of shoes. He's pitched his tent behind churches, in open fields, in the woods.
I've been to a rodeo in Nebraska, for example. I've been to the library in Salt Lake City. I've been to senior citizen centers in Nevada. Powwows, again, in Nebraska. You know, anywhere that I was going to be, that there was going to be a group of people, I try to get in there and, you know, and kind of introduce myself.
This week, BJ finally comes home. But not for long. On January 20th, he'll enter the U.S. Capitol for the inauguration of President Obama. He's got a ticket, and he'll bring his 3 well-traveled, leather-bound books with him to Washington.
You know, I started this project, and it's not going to finish until I see it through, until they're actually in his possession. Then I'll know that my walk is done.
I've gotten to know BJ pretty well over the last year, and I don't think he'll give up until the books are in the president's hands. He's nothing if not persistent. And if I might just put my own note down here, Dear President Obama, please see BJ Hill about an important matter involving the people of the United States. I'm Sean Hurley for Weekend America.